Alright everyone, it's the Grim Lord here, and this is Grimm's Adult Games Corner. We are back with Lust Epidemic. As I said, we're trying to get through it as fast as we can, and we're in part 7 still. So, we got a little while. Okay, so I'm in the basement. Let's see here. Alright, so I can't go that way. Okay, we already did that. I inserted chamber key B. Alright, I think we already did that. Alright. Oh, okay, I know what I did. Alright, I know what I gotta do. Hold on. Alright, just give me a minute, guys. Oh, I don't feel so good. What's wrong with him? I've seen this before in some students here. Ugh, I feel like throwing up. Simon, I told you not to eat those mushrooms. Mushrooms? Did you see what it was that he ate? Yeah, with some yellow mushrooms he found in the woods. Oh my, he was not supposed to eat those. Good luck getting Simon not to eat something. What can we do? He's not gonna die, is he? There is a cure. How do we cure it? I need some alcohol and a sap from a Vedra pine cone. I can help. I'll find what you need. Give me a second tier. Yeah, it's good. Sorry. Just had to check that real fast. Thank you, Bradley. Ugh, hurry up already. Patience, Simon. This is your own fault for always eating things you find on the ground. But Bradley, do hurry. I'll do my best, Miss Bancroft. Okay. Gotta give me this now loading. Like, it really has to load a lot. I feel like I'm in a PS1 game. Bottle of wine. Hopefully Sister Catherine can use this wine in her medicine mixture for Simon. Now I just need to find a Vedra pine cone. Alright. Move the box. It just says move the box. Alright, Okay, now it says to go upstairs. It just told me to move the box, but I don't know why. Which tower? Oh, okay. Well, yeah, move the box, fast travel. Okay. Sorry, I was getting the instructions mixed up. Oh, okay. That was clear as mud.
I found something.
Looks like there's a pine cone up there, but I can't reach it. Maybe I can throw something at it and knock it down. Damn, I missed. What else can I throw?
It worked.
Vedra Pinecone. Down the rope. Fast travel, third floor. Going down here.
How can I help you?
I just need some alcohol and the sap from a Vedra of pine cone and I can cure him. I think I've got everything you need. Will wine work? Yes, thank you, Bradley. What's going on in here? Simon ate poison mushrooms and now he's gonna die. He's not dying, Bradley. Don't be so dramatic. Oh god, this place has poison mushrooms too? Here, Simon, take the medicine. Oh, it tastes like wine. How do you feel now? I think it's working. Yes, the pain is going away. Thank God, one less thing to worry about. I remember seeing things. Those mushrooms can cause hallucinations. I saw a girl. You hallucinated, Simon. I don't think so. She said something to me, but I don't remember what. Where was it you saw this girl? He didn't see anything, Miss Bancroft. He's imagining things. I remember she had a pouch like a kangaroo and there were purple flowers coming out of it. Simon, do you really think that was real? Don't worry, Simon. You were just seeing things. You really should stay away from drugs. It's not healthy to alter your mind like this. I won't be eating those mushrooms again. Next time I'm hungry, I'm only eating things I find higher than my waist. No more ground food for me. Speaking of which, I'm starving. It's kind of ironic you would tell my son not to use drugs. Are you referring to the potion we used earlier? You two drank that stuff before? Do you know of the magic potion too? No fair, you're having fun without me? I want to go at Catherine too. Of course you do. If you're not always getting what you want, it's not long before we're going to hear about it. Fuck you. Come on now, ladies, don't fight. What is it you'd like to do, Miss Harrison? I want to eat your pussy, of course. Oh my, you're so forward. I know what I want. Now give it to me. In front of everyone? I'd enjoy the show. Let's see if she can make you come. I'm not sure if your tongue will be enough, Amber. Catherine's pussy has an appetite for dick now. Bradley, don't tell everyone! Oh my god, you fucked her! You naughty boy! Come on, Cat, I'll fuck you while Amber eats you out. Here? In the common area? Do it! No one is here to catch you except Simon. And he's probably gonna spy on us no matter where we go. What if Buddy were to come back? Or the frail child? Oh god, I'm what just thinking about getting caught fucking a nun. Do it. I want to see this. Come on, Cat. It'll be fun. Well, I'll be. Oh my! This feels amazing. Yes, now this is entertaining. A nun losing her virginity. How wonderfully naughty. Ride my cock, sister. That's so crude. I'm so wet. How does she taste, Amber? Delicious, especially with all your pre-cum leaking out. His juice is leaking? Bradley? Don't worry, Cat. It's not enough to make you pregnant. Come for us, girl. We all want to see it. Yes, make that nun quiver with pleasure. Oh, I can't take it anymore. I'm going to... What's going on in here? Bradley! Welcome to the party, Miss Faye. You're missing the show, Valerie. Sister, did they make you drink the serum? No way, Val. She's doing this all on her own. Please, must everyone watch us? Don't you dare come inside her, mister. No, please don't come inside. Don't worry, girls. I know what I'm doing. Oh, shit. Here it comes. Bradley, take it out right this instant. Oh, yes, suck it out of me, Val. I just love seeing your cock draining into Valerie's mouth. It is a wonderful sight, a beautiful woman with a mouthful of cum. Why, everybody's perverted here, aren't they? You two sure look good locking lips. And she calls me a slut. I'm glad we were able to cure the boy, but I must leave now. The fun is over already. I'm sorry, but I have studies I must return to. I think the five of us should plan a little sex party. Bradley, I know I'm partially to blame, but maybe we should cool it off a bit. I mean, we've got Tillman on the loose with no idea what he might do. Doesn't that make it more exciting? Amanda, get a hold of yourself. If we're stuck here another night, she'll come around. We don't need her to have fun. On the contrary, I could have fun with only her. Hey, what about me? What about you? Go fuck the nun. Fine, I don't need you anyways. They're losing it, kinda, right? Alright. Hi there.
Why am I so hungry all of a sudden?
Come on, Simon. We need to find that lost shotgun in the woods.
Can it wait? I'm starving.
No, it can't wait. We need a weapon to fight Tillman.
I found this knife.
Simon, this isn't a knife. It's a box opener.
Can we kill Tillman with it?
Come on, Simon. I need your help to find that gun.
I need to eat first.
What the hell are those cockroaches? Gross!
This could come in handy.
You found a climbing shoe. Why is there candy behind? Yeah, that's candy. And it's behind security locks, which is weird. I got it. You killed one of eight roaches. Oh, great. I literally have to kill cockroaches. Like, you wouldn't believe it. I have to kill cockroaches and then we're in part 8. I'm shitting you not. That's literally the next part of this, is killing cockroaches. Wow, mate. Two roaches dead. Three roaches dead. Four roaches dead. Yeah, it's only got me stepping on 5, so there must be some more that I can't get to. We're really close to part 8, though. Okay, right. South down. Let me read those instructions a little better, because I don't think I got that. Alright, so I was in the women's room. Okay, head to the right. And then south down. And then the right door. It's 5 rooms. And then I exit the room. East right. Did I go the right way? Alright, hold on. So I killed that one cockroach right there. Now it says to open the last locker with the locker key. Oh, there's apparently a locker key right here. Hold on. I have to travel a little bit. I didn't see it. Good thing I'm going, like, at the speed of the flash here.
It's not there. It doesn't look like I'm getting any of these, finding any of these locker keys.
I'll tell you what I did. Oh, there's another roach. It didn't even tell me to kill that one, but I killed it. Yeah, it'd be better to just fast travel. All right.
This could come in handy.
There's the locker key. I don't know. Maybe it's like something they took out of the game. Because it doesn't feel like I can use the locker key on anything, right? It's locked. Okay.
found something.
It's another climbing shoe.
Okay.
Yeah, there's some more cockroaches in part 8. Alright.
I don't know. I haven't been getting these locker keys. I haven't really seen them. I don't think it's possible to, I don't know, like, I may not complete this 100%, I'm sorry, it's just, there's too much out-of-the-way shit to go find, so if you guys look for 100% walkthrough, I'm sure they're out there on YouTube and stuff, but, yeah, I think most of you guys are here just because we're doing the scenes, so, yeah, let's pick the pace up on that. I don't think you guys really care if I get all these fucking lockers. And I really don't either, to be honest. Unless there's anything I honest to God need. That one looks like I haven't opened it. No, no. Maybe I did. Alright, Alright. Now it says, what the hell? Click the four sections, click the wall, the four wall sections behind the flowers. I did it right. All right. You'll hear a click and a flash each time. Anything happen here? There it is. In a heart container. Alright, here we go. Alright, part 8. We're gonna go to the chapel. Seven of eight roaches. All right, so there's one more. It's in the kitchen. There it is in the bathroom. All right, I killed them all. It did absolutely nothing for me, but I killed them all. Alright. Stay away from my girls. Father Parker, where have you been? We've been looking for you ever since you came back from the dead. I'm watching all of you. I've come too far to lose it now. What are you talking about? Don't touch my girls. They are not yours to control. You cannot break them. Don't even try. I'll have you know that I've already touched them both. What? No!
What did you do with Violet? Violet and Elizabeth both sucked my cock. Whatever you do, don't lay with Violet. Why? Never mind why, just stay away from her. What about Elizabeth? Very well, take her if you must, just leave Violet to me. How did you survive a gunshot? There's much you don't understand. You were never meant to find those girls. Are you a zombie? I must rest for now. But tonight I will appear to Elizabeth and grant her permission to be with you. In return, you must let Violet leave the building. What are you going to do with her? She will be safe, I assure you that. What if I refuse your offer? You want to be the hero, don't you? Sure I do, but you can't save those girls without me. Take my offer and you can have Elizabeth. Refuse my offer and neither girl will ever break from my spell. Fine, you have a deal. The hell was that? Where did he run off to? Hey, that's not Jesus. Like, I people don't just disappear. He's supposed to be like a preacher. This dude ain't preaching he's not preaching the word of God, that's for sure. He's brainwashed everyone. But is there more to it? Is he using real magic? Yeah, probably. I think some ancient gods. Why did that bug just turn into a paper? Got some Chris Angel shit going on. You know, the music he made wasn't actually that bad. Some of it's really outdated. Like, it won't stand the test of time, but some songs aren't too bad. If you like new metal, I guess you could say it has that feel a little bit. I need to find something long and strong to bridge this gap. Unfortunately, I don't have anything. Yeah, I know it won't work. Brad, what's going on here? We found Andy snooping around in the woods. How'd you two get out? I locked the building up tight. I'm not snooping. I'm looking for Father Parker. That doesn't make any sense. Why do you care at all about Father Parker? Because he's a mystery man that can fucking, like, disappear in the blink of an eye and offer weird bargains. I just want to make sure he's safe. Bullshit! Tell us what you're doing out here. What are you up to? Are you gonna tell them? Tell us what? What the hell'd you do, kid? Tillman made me do it. He threatened to kill me. What did you do, Andy? Tillman made me shoot Parker. You're the one who shot Father Parker. Tillman said I don't know why he said that. You're lying. You're working with Tillman. No, I want him dead, same as you. The boy's lying. Tell me now, Andy. Tillman is trying to kill me. Tell me why. He's cleaning up his mess. He's trying to get away with it. Get away with what? I can't tell you. Tell us now. No, I don't need to tell you anything. You're not a real cop. Let's go inside. We're making too much noise. Tillman could be anywhere. Where are you taking me? We're locking you up, kid. Where was Andy? What was Andy hiding? What exactly are Tillman and Andy trying to get away with? The drama continues. What are you doing back? Did you find Tillman? We found Andy in the woods. Did he find the gun? He was looking for the gun? That's not what he told us. What did he tell you? What do you think he told me? What do you know about him? He's a former student. Andy told us that Tillman wants to kill Buddy and myself. He says this is some sort of cleanup job. Good God! This is why you need to find Tillman. Don't tell me what to do. You realize that once this is all over, I'm going to use this to bury you. You people are insane. Tell me why Tillman is after us. Calm down, Mendel. Don't tell me to calm down. There's a madman trying to kill me. Your madman is trying to kill me.
Now tell me why. Mendel, please, this doesn't have to escalate. You're done, Valerie. Your whole school is finished once this gets out. Stop it, Mendel. I have something to tell you. What is it? I saw Father Parker in the woods. You did? You better watch your tone, Mendel. You think you've got dirt on us? You have no idea what I have on you. What are you talking about, Brad? So it's true. Parker has risen from the dead. You're just as fucked as we are. Bradley, what do you mean? He won't talk. Whatever Tillman is up to, Andy was working with him. Whatever you uncover, I assure you, we have nothing to do with it. Come with me, Brad. We need to talk. Where are you taking him? Don't worry, Val. I have a plan. Don't you dare lay a finger on Bradley. What dirt do you think you have on me, Brad? SDU is hiding a secret way worse than whatever you think ESU is up to. You think St. Dame University is hiding a secret? What possibly could that be? I'll show you. I unlocked this door and discovered something behind it that you'll want to see. Show me. These two doors were locked with security chips. What the hell is this place? What did Father Parker do down here? It's a sex dungeon. How do you know that? Behind those two doors are Parker's sex slaves. What? That's impossible! Look for yourself, the doors are unlocked. Who is this new person? What the hell? What is this? My name is Violet. What's your name? This is one of Parker's girls. The other's in the room next door. Oh my god! You see, Mendel? You've got your own problems to worry about. Is he here to help lift our curse? I've been improving, mister. I feel like I'm getting better. Curse? Parker convinced them that they were cursed, but really he's using a drug to keep them horny. How do you know all this? What do you think I've been doing the last couple days? I've been uncovering your dirty little secrets. This isn't me. I had nothing to do with this. And maybe we have nothing to do with Tillman. I need to talk to Buddy now. Mendel, what are you doing in here? What's going on, Buddy? Talk to me. This isn't what it looks like. Whatever Brad told you, it isn't true. There are girls locked in our basement. Those girls have a curse, and Parker was saving them. A curse? Who are they? They're students. Oh my god, of course, Violet and Elizabeth. You know them? Those girls were part of our outreach program and went missing. The police questioned us, but no leads were found. It was assumed they ran away from home, a common problem among troubled individuals in the church's outreach program. They were looking for help and found it. You never understand what's going on here, Mendel. We need to find Parker. He can explain everything. Are the others involved? What others? The nuns? Sister Judy? Sister Catherine? Mother Superior? Mother Superior knows. She's helping Parker. We need to get to that bridge. What about Tillman? Change of plans. What are you doing, Mendel? We can't go to the authorities now, not with all this mess going on. It looks like you have a cleanup job of your own, Mendel. Listen, I don't know what you people are up to or why you killed Denny, but we need to solve this without involving the authorities. And how do you plan to do that? Amber can help us. Huh? Let's be honest, she can't even handle herself. Amber's cheating on me. Haha, I know. Not with you, Brad. There's another person. What? How does he help us? How does this help us? I need to speak to Amber. You just had to tell someone, didn't you, Brad? He was threatening us. That makes us even. Those girls are in danger now. No, they're not. There is no curse. I'm not going to let those girls leave. Don't tell me. Tell Mendel. He's not going to let you get away with this. You're a pain in the ass. You know that, right? Alright, let me see if I have enough multi. I got 6. Remember, I need 10 multivitamins.
Things are getting interesting. Alright. So now we have to go... Alright. No.
I went wrong. I have to go here. Then left door. And then left door. North up. West left. West left.
I don't know what you're talking about. Mendel is comforting. Mendel is comforting. We will fucking get this, guys. Mendel is confronting Amber about something. What is she up to? You were going to his place before you got trapped here. Just admit it. Fine, I was, and I don't care. I'm done with you anyway. Listen, Amber. I'm leaving to get help, and Robert has access to the Channel 4 news chopper. Are you crazy? Just go to the police. They have their own ways to save us. We're not going to the police, Amber. Just give me Robert's phone number. I'll deal with the rest once I get in range of a cell tower. He would never steal the helicopter. We just need to borrow it. Besides, Channel 4 might be interested in covering what happened here. I'm sure they're running stories about the flooding around the clock. Why are you trying to avoid the police? What about Tillman? Just give me his number, and I'll get everyone out of here. Aren't you mad that I was cheating on you? I don't care, Amber. Just give me the number. You never cared about me. No one cares about me. God damn it, Amber. Stop crying. This is serious. Nobody loves me. Brad! Hi, Amber. Everything okay? Sorry, Brad. Mendel is being an asshole. Smooth moves, Mendel. Were you spying on us, Brad? So your plan is to use the news chopper to escape. Do you have a better idea? Go to the cops? Think about it, Brad. Valerie is part of this somehow. Do you want to see Valerie locked up for being an accessory to murder? Fine, Mendel. I'll get that phone number from Amber since you clearly have no idea how to talk to Amber. Give me that number, Brad, and I'll get us out of here.
What is it?
Damn. I was talking to Mendel. He has a plan to get us all out of here. I know, he told me. Did you help him? I'd never help that loser. But it's not just Mendel. We're all counting on your help, Amber. Did Mendel put you up to this? Look, Amber, if we go to the police, Valerie could get into trouble, along with Miss Bancroft and even Simon. Simon can't handle a police interrogation. He'll poop his pants! You want me to help cover for ESU? You're using me the same as Mendel. I'm nothing like Mendel. I'm not going to help you avoid the police, Brad. Do it for Valerie and Miss Bancroft. You know Miss Bancroft would be pretty happy to hear that you helped her out. And why would I care about her? You can't fool me, Amber. You want her. Everyone can see it. Do you think she wants me? You'll never find out if you let her go to jail. Do you think she'd go to jail? I don't know, but I guess we'll find out. Brad, I can't give you the number. I understand. No, I mean, my phone is dead. I don't know his number without my phone. I need a phone charger, and I forgot to pack one. I'm sure I can find a charger. If you can get the number, you can give it to Mendel. Here's my phone. Look for Robert. How many other guys am I going to find on your phone? Don't be a smartass, Brad. You're the only man for me now. Sure, Amber. Whatever you say. Hello.
Hello.
I don't believe for a second that Father Parker would endanger those girls, but I understand how the police would see things differently. Dude, you're being blinded by him. He's just a dirty old man. That can disappear with magic. I mean, let's not forget. Alright, so. Right. Left door.
Use computadora. I can plug my USB cable into this computer to charge Amber's phone.
Duh. That's what I'm doing with my phone now.
It worked. The phone can be powered on now.
All right.
So basically now we just have to... Not that way. Did you charge my phone? I did, and I got the number. Thank you, Amber. Can you let Miss Bancroft know that I helped? I'll drop your name to her. Let her know you saved the day. Thank you, Brad. Oh, and give me my key fob back.
Hello.
I can't wait to get out of here and sleep in my own bed. Can I sleep in your bed, too? We'll see about that, lover boy. Brad, there you are. So we're really using a news chopper to get everyone out of here? I got the number. It's 573-555-2743. Don't call that number. Thanks, Brad. I'll take it from here. We can't just leave everyone here with Tillman still on the loose. It's every man for himself now. We've got bigger problems than Tillman. We need to talk about those girls downstairs and what we're going to do. We're not doing anything without Parker. Let's discuss this while we move. Okay. Listen, Brad, while I'm gone, you're in charge. There's no gun, but there's something you may be able to use to defend yourself against Tillman if he returns here. What is it? Here's a room access card. You'll find it in there. Thanks. Oh, and Brad, be very careful with it. Not that one. I know where it is.
I found something.
Serum flask. I can't believe there's another bottle. Certainly this is the last one. Is this what Buddy was talking about? Dynamite? Does he want to blow up Tillman? How the hell would I pull that off? Help! What was that? Somebody open the door! Andy, is that you? Brad, can you hear me? I can hear your voice through the air vent. I'm in the security room. Buddy locked me in here. Sucks to be you. Let me out. How am I supposed to do that? I tried to hack the security computer, unlock the door, but I need the decryption key to access the files. Okay, I still don't see how I can help you. Look for another computer on the network and log into the BIOS and tell me the encryption key. How am I gonna do that? Don't you know anything? When you find the computer, hit delete before it boots up. Okay, I'll try, but there is something I need to talk to you about if you can escape the security room. Hurry up! I don't think there's anything else of note here. Alright. Bradley, there you are! Oh, there's a whole scene here. Hi, Val. Did you speak with Mendel earlier? He's gonna try and get a helicopter from Channel 4 and use it to get us out of here. He's not going to the authorities? Do you think you could get in trouble for what Tillman did? Don't worry about me, Brad. We just need to worry about Tillman. Did you know Tillman was using serum on girls at the school? I didn't know, Brad. He's a dangerous man and needs to be stopped. He was giving it to all the girls. That's a lot of fucking for one guy. And why was Andy involved? Is he the only one who can make the serum? I don't know what they were up to. Bradley, did you find another serum bottle? Oh, this? Yeah, I was thinking about splitting it with the girls. Brad, if you're not careful, you're gonna get someone pregnant. That serum clouds judgment. Have you come inside any of the girls? Oh, well... Bradley, do you realize what might happen? Do you want to be a father with a woman you barely know? Happens to a lot of guys all the time, doesn't it? Doesn't mean it's right.
I know Miss Bancroft and Amber both pretty well. Brad, Miss Bancroft is married and Amber won't stick around. Besides, you're so much younger than them. I know, Val, I'm just having fun. There are consequences to your fun. Yeah, I guess you're right. Give me the serum bottle, Brad. But Val, I can't let this go to waste. You're not being responsible with it. But Val, I need this. It's too fun to pass up an opportunity to fuck using this stuff. I know what it does, Brad. Even more, the reason not to use it. Come on, I'll be careful, I promise. Do you need me to suck you off, or would you like to use my breasts? Val, I love having fun with you, but the other girls offer some more exciting fun. You really want to fuck, don't you? Of course, Val, it's amazing. I know, Brad, it is amazing. What if I were to offer you something more? Would you be able to have fun with Valerie? Seriously, I'd love to, but what about my brother? Will we be going too far? I can make an exception for you, Brad. I'm just trying to help you. You know I'd enjoy it because it is you, not just because you're hot. It won't be easy to stop when we leave. I appreciate your honesty, Brad. Do you really think I'm hot? Oh God, yes, you're smoking hot. You're teasing, I'm so old now. You're even hotter now than before. Okay, if we do this, you need to use my backside. I can't risk getting pregnant with your baby. That'd be a disaster. You mean I can use your ass? Wow. Come on, Brad, don't be so crude. But yes, I think I am ready for it. Oh God, I'm so horny. I'm gonna fuck make love to Val's butt. You're so naughty, Brad, but it is exciting, I must admit. Should we go to the bedroom? Oh, I don't think anyone will bother us up here. Go ahead and get undressed. We can hide on the other side of these boxes. Oh, hell yeah! Wow, Val, you have such a beautiful butt. Thank you, Brad. You're embarrassing me. Don't be embarrassed. You deserve every compliment. Now, Bradley, you need to lubricate it before you push it in. Can I use my tongue? If you'd like, Brad, that'd be nice. Oh, baby, that feels wonderful. Oh my, your tongue is inside of my ass. I need to make sure you're nice and slippery. Have you ever had a cock as big as mine in your ass? Oh no, never. I've never done anal with anyone. Are you scared? No, Brad, I know you'll do a great job. I'll be gentle, Val. That's it, baby. Nice and slow. How does it feel, Val? It's so good. This feels incredible. Do you feel it too, baby? Yes, Val. It's so tight. Kind of wish they had a voice actress for her, you know? It seems like it would benefit more with a voice actress for her. Maybe the second one has voice actresses. I hope so. Push it deeper, Brad. You know, they're on the fourth, right? Oh, yes. Fucking perfect. Oh, my. You're so deep inside of my ass. I'm so deep, I'm pressed into your ass cheeks. Do it, Brad. Start fucking it. Use Val's tight asshole. Good, baby. Good. Keep pounding me. You're the best, Val. I love you so much. Yes, Brad. I love you, too. I want to fuck you harder. Can I go harder, Val? Yes, baby. It's okay. Give it to me hard. Oh God, it's amazing. Keep pounding me, baby. Val, can we do it facing each other? Do you want to finish that way? I want to see your face when I come. That's sweet, Brad. Of course we can. Oh, she doesn't look bad there. You're so pretty, Val. And you're so handsome, baby. I'm so lucky. We're both lucky, Brad. I wish we could be together forever. Oh, baby, I want you to come inside of my ass. I want to feel every drop of cum you have to offer me. Oh, yes, Val, it's so amazing being inside of you. I love feeling your cock thrusting deeping inside of me. Do it, baby, fill me up. It's supposed to be deeper. I'm going to come, Val. I'm going to give it to you. I'm coming too, baby. Let's come together. Right now. Oh, fill me. Oh yeah, take it all, Val. Oh my, you're shooting so much into me. That was incredible. See, Brad, you don't need to come inside of the other girls. Thanks, Val. Now take it out, baby. I made such a mess inside of you, Val. It's okay, baby. I can clean it all up for you. Now give me the serum bottle. Yes, Val. And if you feel the urge to come inside of someone, please come to me. The last thing I want for you is to get someone pregnant. Sure, Val, if you say so. We better get downstairs. We don't want the other girls finding us up here naked. I'm sure they'd enjoyed the show. Oh boy, what have I gotten myself into? You're so naughty. Can I help it? Stuck in here with all us girls must drive you mad. In all the best ways. You're so cute, baby. Ah, Val, I'm hot, not cute. You'll always be cute to me. I'll take it if it means doing that again.
Valerie's fifth heart.
Okay. Val sure is worried about me getting someone pregnant. I guess it may be too late, though. I've come inside Miss Bancroft and Amber so many times now. Oh well, I'll deal with that when the time comes.
Okay. We're still going, don't worry. I'm not ending it yet. Oh, whoops.
Whoops. Wrong room. I know where I gotta go, guys. Can't go that way. Okay, Andy said I can get the decryption key from a computer on the network. Maybe this computer will work. I just need to hit delete when it boots up. Hardware settings, overclocking, and security.
Okay, so I have to go all the way back up to that room. It's not really that far.
Did you find the decryption key?
Oh yeah, that's right.
It works! Now I just need to unlock the door.
I need to go now.
I can use the dynamite to break through these rocks.
Doesn't have enough hearts for you to translate this page. It was bedside anal. Oh, there it is, in a place I'd never suspect.
You found an elevator repair manual.
There's also a coin. Oh yeah, again, in a place you'd never suspect.
So
succubus outfit for Valerie. ...71% of the game. 41 out of 56 scenes, 7 out of 8 outfits, 20 out of 24 hearts, 53 out of 64 pages, 12 out of 16 photos.
We're getting there.
Read elevator repair manual. Time to save. We're not done yet. There are 4 common problems you need to watch out for when maintaining your elevator. Make sure the power wires are connected. The power box for the elevator is buried outside under the second streetlight from the west. Make sure the gears are not seized up. To access the gears, you need to go behind the elevator. It's not possible to get there unless you teleport. Secret teleport sequence is 3rd floor basement, West Tower, Dame Woods. Make sure the security override switch in the security room is turned off. The code is 343. Once the elevator is powered on and working, you need to access code to start it. The code is 777.
So we know how to get the elevator working now.
Alright, so I know where to go. Yeah? You owe me an explanation. Of what? What did I do? You said that Tellman is cleaning up his mess. What mess? Mendel doesn't appear to know anything about the serum, so why go after him? I can't tell you anything. I'm already in enough trouble as it is. Do you want me to keep making serum? Of course, that stuff is awesome. Oops, sorry guys. Make sure we're recording. Then leave me alone. I don't get it. People's lives are in danger. You have to tell me why. It's Tillman's fault. What did he do? He wanted everyone to drink it. What do you mean? He wanted us to drink the serum? Was he working with Parker? The diagram you gave me earlier, Parker was using our serum, but we aren't involved with Parker. He discovered our serum on his own. But you said Tillman wanted everyone to be under its effects. He didn't help Parker build his basement dungeon? No, Tillman's plan was much bigger than Parker's. Parker was just an opportunist. So Tillman came here to make us all drink serum. That doesn't make any sense. Why do that? Did he want to bone the girls too? No, idiot, not us. He didn't come here to drug us. Then who did he want to drink the serum? Everyone. What do you mean, everyone? We're all under the effects of the serum. Who's under the effects of the serum? I told you, everyone. The entire town. What exactly did you and Tillman do? It's in the water, Brad. You contaminated the town's water with serum? Yeah, it seems like a good idea. What? How did you do that? Serum is surprisingly cheap to produce. We just made a ton of it. So Tillman killed Denny because he knew what you two were doing? Well, Denny didn't know yet, but Tillman didn't want to take any chances. I told him not to do it. I was watching Denny closely. It was my job to make sure he didn't find out. But Tillman was too scared having someone snooping around. Why did he make you do it? Why have you be the guy with the gun? It was supposed to look like Mendel did it, but believe me, Brad, I didn't want to do it. Tillman was gonna kill me. Wow, well, shit! Well, now I know about it, too. Is he gonna kill me now? I don't know what he's gonna do. I think it's in everyone's best interest to get to Tillman before he gets to us. It's gonna have to be up to us. Mendel and Buddy aren't going after Tillman anymore. What? Why? Mendel is instead searching for a cell signal to call and have a helicopter pick us up. No, they need to handle Tillman first. I don't know. Finding a cell signal seems like a reasonable plan to me. You still want to save the day, don't you? Well, I did help to get the cell phone number for the helicopter guy. Let's kill Tillman. He doesn't suspect me, and he doesn't know I told you anything. We have the element of surprise. Maybe you're right. But why isn't Tillman already barged in here looking to kill us? He's staying in the woods. He's expecting Buddy and Mendel to come back for him. He knows the only way out is through him. He's waiting. He might be waiting forever, because I don't even know which direction Buddy and Mendel went. Once night falls, he'll come back. He's not prepared to spend the night out there, is he? I suppose you're right. If Buddy and Mendel haven't crossed paths with him, he'll probably try attacking here. Maybe we can lay a trap. How would we do it? You got out! I helped him escape.
What's going on? Did you really shoot the priest? Tillman made me do it. Simon, don't freak out. Andy is going to help us find Tillman and put an end to this. I'm going to tell my mom you got out. Simon, wait. We need your help.
What? What are you planning?
You two are going to trap Tillman.
Us? What are you going to do?
I spoke with Father Parker in the woods, and he told me that he's coming tonight to kidnap one of the girls.
What?
He's going to kidnap someone?
Yeah, he's a bad guy.
Why would Father Parker tell you his plan?
I forced it out of him.
That's great!
What? Why is that great?
Look at it this way. I wasn't trying to murder a priest. I was saving the women from him. Let's kill Parker, too.
Good God, Andy. Stop talking about killing people. While you two capture Tillman, I'm going to capture Father Parker. Then we'll let the cops sort it out.
Let's do it. I'm ready.
Okay, I have a plan. Meet me in the Dame Woods. Hope this works.
But that's not what we're going to do right now.
Elevator lock disabled. Anomalies were detected in the elevator system. Please make sure the elevator is operating normally before resetting the system.
Okay.
It doesn't really matter. I just need to get to a fast travel.
I think I did this already. Clicked on the gears used to pickaxe. Alright. Third floor. Oh, I gotta go outside.
I said there was something. Hold on.
I don't think so.
I can see a wire sticking out of the ground. I wonder what it was attached to. You will never find this shit. Sometimes you, like, have to use a walkthrough for this stuff, so I see why people have complained. I would have never known that. Well, I guess if you click around and you look at the hints, you might be able to do it. Anyway, yeah, we're gonna use the wire cutters.
I don't think so.
Really?
Oh!
Put in the cart before the horse. Looks like there's an electrical box that this wire was cut from. Can I reattach it? Sure.
It works!
You've completed 3 of 4 tasks needed to fix the elevator. The last one is easy. It's simply turning the elevator on. Please enter your passcode to disable the elevator security override. The elevator is no longer protected by security override. Please proceed with caution. The elevator is now working. So what's the plan? If Tillman comes back, he will have to climb down this rope at some point. So we cut the rope!
No, Simon. We dig a hole.
You mean, dig a hole big enough for him to fall in?
Yeah, then cover it with brush. When he steps off the rope, he'll fall in.
Yeah, then we drop a rock from atop the ledge and smash him.
What? No!
But he has a gun. Even if he gets momentarily trapped in a hole, he can still shoot us.
I suppose you're right.
What if we put spikes at the bottom of the hole? Come on, guys, can we think of something less lethal? Easy for you to say. You won't be going up against the guy with a gun.
Yeah, how about I be the one to capture Father Parker and you stay here with Andy?
No, that's not gonna work. It needs to be me who gets Parker.
Why?
Never mind why. It's gonna be me and that's final. Then I'm gonna smash Tailman with a rock.
I'm gonna smash him with a rock.
You remember that Batman episode?
I hit him with a rock.
They actually, Killer Croc, what was it? King Croc hit him with a rock. There's actually a song about that. Not a rock, but dirt.
Huh?
We go on top of the cliff face and dig enough dirt to recover the hole. After he falls in the hole, you two dump the dirt on him, burying Tillman up to his neck so he can't move. I have a shovel. Simon, start digging a hole right here and make it 6 feet deep.
Okay, I think I could do it.
Really? You aren't gonna complain?
How have you know I've dug a lot of holes in my time?
I'm not even gonna ask. Andy, you can use my pickaxe. Climb to the top and start collecting dirt. I will find a tarp or sheet or something to place the dirt on. And then when Tillman falls in the hole, Simon and I will lift the sheet and the dirt will fall into the hole burying Tillman.
Yeah, you got it. We'll also need brush to cover the hole.
I'll get some brush and look for something to pile the dirt onto. You two keep digging. This is gonna be hard work. We can do this.
Let's get him! Let's stop Tillman!
Andy, here's my pickaxe. And Simon, here's a shovel. Get started. I'll be back soon.
Alright, he's digging a hole. Okay.
So there's a blanket or something here.
This could come in handy.
There's the blanket. We can use this old blanket to pile up the dirt. Then when Tillman falls in the hole, Andy and Simon will be waiting above and push all the dirt on top of Tillman at once. You found a blanket. Found a piece of brush, but there's more here. Oh. Hey, what's this? It was buried in the ground. It's some sort of metal part. Radiator part, huh? Another piece of brush. Okay, some of these are... Alright, here we go.
pieces of brush do I need? A lot. They're well hid. Let me see. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. There's 8 pieces of brush. How many do I have? I'm missing 1 piece of brush. Holy shit.
Where could it be?
Well, let's see. Not like I see a piece of brush over here. And it's not gonna be over here.
Alright, hold on. Here's that lone tree. I got it there. Alright.
I just need one more piece of brush, guys. Pain in the ass. Right there.
All right.
Third floor. Downstairs.
We got a lot more in part 8, guys. A lot more in part 8. I thought part 8 wouldn't be that long, but yeah, it's pretty long. Alright.
Right away, hold on.
Just went down, okay.
Left. I mean, I don't see her there. I'm not supposed to talk to Hammer. Did you throw away that serum bottle? You're not getting it back, mister. Okay, that was kind of useless. Am I supposed to talk to somebody here? Okay. There's nobody here either, unless there's somebody over here. Nope. Maybe somebody over here? I mean, it says to talk to somebody, but, like, I don't know. All right. This radiator has seen better days. It's covered in cobwebs and seems to be missing a part.
It worked.
I've turned on 10 radiators. Stairs.
south. And then south again. And then it says to go to the right. And south again. And then to the right. South again, and then to the right, and then south again. All right, here we are.
Reverse cowgirl pro plus. What's the plus? I'm tired of being locked out of my classroom. I made the facilities crew install a new lock, a series of four red buttons on my wall. If any faculty needs access to my classroom, you must use this binary switch sequence. 1001. What's that? It's like a 10. I guess I got the coin. And then you go up, up, downstairs. Left.
I think we'll go one more half hour. Wasn't going to, but I think I am. Seems fair.
North, up, up to get this way, right?
Okay, up to get this way. And then it said to go down the stairs. Okay, so we went down the stairs.
And then we're going left, and south, and that right door. There we go. Yeah, okay. I had to figure that out anyway. Valerie, lean back, cowgirl aim. Have you seen these girls? Last seen on SDU campus on January the 13th. Report missing persons to your local police department. Elizabeth Moore and Violet Palmer. Holy shit, it's Violet and Elizabeth. Maybe this will prove to them that Father Parker is not trying to help them. We found a missing girls pamphlet. You did not spell pamphlet right, but we will... I'll deal with it. Pamphlet is PAMPHLET. And it's not even a pamphlet, it's a flyer.
South down.
And then and then east, right, then upstairs, then fast travel into the basement. And here we go. Violet, I have something I want to show you and Elizabeth. What did you find? Show us. Do either of you girls know your last names? Last name? From the before time? In the long, long ago? Yeah, what is your full name? I don't remember. I remember so little from the before time. Look at this. Elizabeth Moore. Violet Palmer. I remember. I remember a little bit. Miss Palmer. Someone called me Miss Palmer. I remember her too. Yes, it was a woman. Do you girls see now? Parker kidnapped you. No one knows where you are. You're not a priest, are you, Brad? No, I'm not, but I can still help you. Miss Palmer, why am I having such a hard time remembering? Father Parker brainwashed you two somehow. People outside of here are looking for you. People are looking for us, Violet. Why? I don't know. Something isn't right. The urges, I feel them less. Could it be? Was Father causing the urges? Yeah, he was. I put a stop to it by breaking his machine. This is a trick. Father warned us about people like you. What? How am I tricking you? Father told us that we would feel temptation to return to the before time, and it would be the work of demons. There are no such things as demons, and neither of you girls are cursed. I can touch you without feeling anything. See? Hey, just because you're immune to the curse doesn't mean we're not cursed. Perhaps you don't know as much as you think you do, Brad. Listen, you both need to snap out of this. Father Parker is coming here tonight, and I need you to save you from him. Father's coming back? We get to see Father again. Hooray! No, it's not a good thing, you dummies. Maybe Father will talk to me this time. I can't wait to see him again. Well, shit, what's it gonna take to snap you girls free from this nonsense? You're not able to understand, Bradley. If you were truly a student of Father, you'd understand. I'm going to find a way to save you girls. Just you wait.
Man. Brainwashing. It's real, man. Fuck you up. Alright, Wes, lift.
I mean, he's gotta dig a 6-foot hole. It's gonna take a while.
Yeah?
I've got a big blanket we can pile the dirt onto. Be sure there's enough to fill the hole. Actually, we would need to subtract the volume of Tillman's body from the pile. Well, do that math while you dig. Can you help? Sorry, but there's only one pickaxe. You can have it. Nonsense, you're doing a great job. Fine.
What?
Can you help? Sorry, it's okay. Yeah, all right. Do I not have all the, brush?
Maybe there's more brush I'm supposed to pick up. It says 8.
I don't know why it's not.
What's up?
Simon, I have all the brush for the trap. Why aren't you finished? I'm going as fast as I can. Give me some time. Very funny, Brad. How does that help me dig faster? Yet? I'm trying to figure out what I'm doing wrong. Did I forget something? I'm getting to that point. They said I have all the brush. Why isn't the event triggering? Weird. Something I forgot to do. Gonna go all the way back to that room. Oh, there she is.
What do you need, darling?
Brad, have you seen Mendel? I can't find him anywhere. Buddy and Mendel already left to find a cell signal. He already left without telling anyone? He was pretty flustered. What exactly did you two talk about earlier? You said Mendel is getting a helicopter, but why? Something you said changed his tune. What was it? It's hard to explain. Try me. Father Parker was drugging students just like Tillman was. How do you know? It's in the water. What did you say? Serum is in the water and Parker was extracting it. Well, how do you know that there's serum in the water here? Andy told me. I helped him escape the security room, but made him spill the beans on Tillman. Oh my god, what did he tell you? Tillman and Andy were spiking the water supply. That's why Tillman killed Denny. It's not because of the porn video. This goes so deep, I would have never guessed. Do you think ESU would get in trouble since Andy was making it there? Yes, Brad, I think this spells disaster for us. Is there anything I can do to help? It's too late, Brad. We just need to stay safe for now, when this is all over. We're not going back to ESU. We can fight it. No, Brad, it's okay. It's time to move on. The only thing I care about right now is stopping Tillman and ending this. I will stop him. It's brave of you, Brad, but it's too dangerous. If something were to happen to you, I'd never be able to live with myself. And if I let something happen to you, don't worry about me, Brad. I'll never stop worrying about you. You're my brother's wife. I care about you deeply, more even than my brother. Don't talk like that, Brad. She does look hot in the scenes, but see how old and frazzled her face looks in the regular sprite, but she looks hot in the scenes, like you don't see the wrinkles. It's weird. I don't care if it's wrong, I want you. Oh, baby. I'm not gonna let anything happen to you. I will find Tillman and end this. I believe in you, Brad, but I'm afraid. You don't need to protect me, Val. I can handle myself. How will you find him? I'm already working on it. I'll be safe, Val. You can trust me. Don't let anything happen to you, baby. You're the most important person to me now. If Tillman finds you first, play dumb. He doesn't suspect you. I know, Val. I love you, Brad. I love you too, Val. What about your brother, brah?
Hey, I heard you've been messing around with my wife. What the fuck, man?
Oh yeah, 7 multivitamins. I'm almost there. Wall here looks weakened.
Unfortunately, you can't.
Okay, so now I might be able to, I might have triggered something when I talked to Val. Hopefully I did. Look, I used to set RPG triggers. Like, this thing is built, I think, roughly on RPG Maker. So I actually had to set those triggers, and I know how they work. So yeah, when this scene happens, you know, that's how it works. This scene triggers that. Now he should be done. He is done, see? Hey! Brad, I finished collecting the dirt, but Simon's taking too long. Okay, I'll see if I can help.
Yeah?
Simon, I have all the brush. He sounds a lot different than me, than what I did. I have all the brush for the trap. Why aren't you finished? I'm going as fast as I can. Give me some time. I still like the one where he sounds fatty. Like, give me some time! Okay, Simon, I'll soften the dirt with a pickaxe and you dig. All finished. And with time to spare.
Hope this works.
Remember the plan. The two of you need to hide on top of the cliff and be ready to dump all the dirt on Tillman when he falls into the hole. Yeah, sure, Brad.
We're gonna be heroes!
Just don't fuck it up. Tell me, go look at that.
Man, I ain't falling for that shit. I've seen too many cartoons where
this is called jump. Alright. Now I can go back to the third floor. And it's not the third floor that we need to go to. It's just easier to get to where I need to go to.
There's the girls.
It's a photo of Violet and Elizabeth. This looks like an older photo. What was that? It sounds like it's coming from another room close to here. Wow, we got a hell of a scene coming up. That's not the way to the library, mate. Yeah, it is. Oh, yes, keep going. I'm almost there. I'm coming! Brad! Here to join the fun, Bradley? You two having some fun without me? You're just in time, Bradley. I've never heard that effect used in that way. Usually that's the effect that is made in an RPG when you flee battle. You're just in time, Bradley. I need someone to satisfy me now that I'm done with Amber. What? I thought you were gonna let me eat you out. You're such a slut, Miss Harrison. Fuck you. You can't deny it. You're desperate to run your tongue all over my body. Are you worthy of being my sex toy, Miss Harrison? Yes, I am worthy. Please. That's right, sex toy. Beg for me. Don't mind me, girls. I'm just gonna have a little fun back here while you two kiss and make up. Oh yes, that hits the spot. Nothing like a nice, juicy pussy. Oh yeah, Miss Bancroft, make it nice and tight. He's going again. He doesn't give a shit. I can't take it. I'm gonna pump you full of cum. Get ready to take my load all up in your womb. Bradley! Val? Hello, Miss Faye. Welcome to the party. Bradley, you pull out of her this instant. What did I tell you about coming inside of everyone? Oh, let the boy fill me up. He loves it. What? No, everyone stop right now. But Val, I need to come. Hurry up, Bradley. Use my ass. You're gonna fuck Valerie? Oh my, I need to watch this. Come on, baby. Relieve yourself quickly. And you girls stay right here. We need to have a talk as soon as Bradley finishes. I'm not going anywhere. Go on, Brad. Stick it in her. Good boy. Now let it all out. Oh yes, I need to come so bad. Amazing. What a beautiful ass. Jesus, that's so hot. Come on, baby. Offload it in my butt. Do as she says, Brad. Oh, God, I can't take it anymore. I'm coming! There you go, baby. Let it all out inside of me. That was great. Now clean me up, Amanda. Yes, madam. Amazing show. What have you girls been doing with Bradley? Don't worry, madam. Everything is fine. Brad was about to come inside you. How is that fine? But Val, I can handle myself. No, you can't. None of us can. It's that goddamn serum. Not this time. I never drank a drop. Yeah, we started this on our own. No, girls. It's not that simple. You're still drinking it. What are you talking about? It's Tillman. He spiked our water supply. Kinky. Miss Harrison, this is serious. Now, I want you girls to be honest. How many times have you let Bradley come inside of you? It's been several times now. Oh, no, Bradley, how could you? Sorry, Val, it was before you asked me not to. I was just doing what my dick told me. From now on, anytime someone wants to have sex with Bradley, they need to do it in front of me. Now, doesn't that sound fun? It's the only way I can keep an eye on him and make sure one of you girls doesn't leave here pregnant. You don't need to do that, Val. Apparently, I do. I'm sorry, Val. Don't get mad. I'm sorry too, Brad, but these are the rules now. Yes, madam, if that is what you wish. Don't be sorry. This just makes things more interesting. What do you mean? Valerie is letting you fuck her now. Yeah, but not her pussy. For now.
I'd love to see you drop a nice load at Valerie. Miss Bancroft, Val would kill me. Oh, it's so naughty. I agree with Amanda. Where is Simon? I've not seen him for a while. Well, don't worry about him. He's in the woods with Andy helping to trap Tillman. You boys better be careful. He did kill someone, remember? We've got a foolproof plan. Make sure Simon doesn't get himself into trouble. He's actually helping this time. Aha, surprising. Thanks for telling Amanda about my heroics. I think she's impressed. I like seeing you two being friendly. It makes for better sex having the two of you at once. Oh, so me alone isn't good enough. You know you like it. You know me too well, Brad. Alright. Whoops, I think I went way down. Yep, hold on. Alright. So now I have to go... Alright, I know where I need to go. I found something else that you two need to see. Take a look at this. Oh, hold on. No, I can't. But he actually did say that. Take a look at this. Look, Elizabeth, it's us. What are we wearing? I don't remember this. That house, I remember. I used to live in that house. You did? And you were there too, Elizabeth. I don't remember. You lived in that house, in a house too. It looked like mine. It's coming back to me. I did. I lived in a house. We looked so happy. This must be before our curse. It looks to me like the two of you were friends. We were friends. I remember it. Yes, we're best friends. Remember what we did, Violet? I do. You'd eat my pussy. I remember it. You'd come to my place and we'd taste each other and... Oh no, the woman. I remember her. The woman, I can't see her face, but she was furious. Brad, thank you for finding this photo. I'm just trying to help you see that Father Parker is brainwashing you. I remember things now about our past, but I'm not sure that Father is to blame. He could still be helping us. Brad, would you like to taste us? Violet, don't offer him that. It was so fun, Elizabeth, and I think Brad would enjoy it too. Hell yeah, I'd enjoy it. Only Violet gets to do that to me. Come on, Elizabeth, don't be rude to Brad. He is our friend. I suppose if what Brad says about Father is true, then it would seem he is trying to help us. Perhaps Brad is the one that's trying to use us. Oh, well, I mean, I've helped you so far, haven't I? The things I've done have helped you feel better, have they not? You are right, I feel better now than before. I still feel lust, but not like before. I feel a desire for my friends, a different kind of desire. Are we really friends with Brad? Of course I'm your friend, I'm your hero, and I'll save both of you. That's so sweet of you to say, Brad. Maybe we should trust you. Here, Brad, you can taste me since you're my friend. Hell yeah, you look so yummy. That's what friends do, I guess. Oh, Violet, I remember. This is how I would present myself to you, Elizabeth. Do you remember? I do, in my closet. I loved your taste so much. Wow, Violet, you taste amazing. I can see why Elizabeth liked this so much. Try Elizabeth. She tastes wonderful, too. What do you say, Elizabeth? Can I taste your pussy, too? Okay, Brad, if Violet trusts you, I will trust you. Oh, Brad, it's feeling good. How does she compare? Does she taste good, too? Oh, yes, Violet, wonderful. Do me again. I think he likes your pussy better, Violet. Oh, my, Brad, your tongue feels great. Can't decide which one of you girls is more delicious. Try me again. Oh,
So good. Brad, I need more too. But he's still eating me, Violet. Don't worry, girls, I can eat you both out. How does that work? Elizabeth, get on top of Violet, and the both of you stick your asses in the air. Oh, I see how. I mean, it's possible. Wow. Oh, yes. Eat us, Brad. Make us nice and juicy. He's gonna make us climax. Let's squirt on Brad's face. Yes, Violet, let's give it to him. I'm coming! Me too! Wow, you girls are soaked, but I think you can afford to be a little messier. Thank you, Brad. It's like being back in my closet at home. I loved it in your closet, Elizabeth. It was magical. But something bad happened there. Something with a woman. I remember something. A woman filled with anger. Father Parker's brainwashing is wearing off. You're remembering your lives at home. I still don't understand what happened or how we got to this point. What are we going to do, Violet? I'll help protect you girls and try my best to restore your memories. Thank you, Brad. There's something I need to tell you both. What is it? Father Parker is coming to take Violet. What? Why me? Because he wants you, Violet. He wants to take you for himself. What? Father would not separate us like that. Look, he's coming tonight, and he'll be looking to steal Violet away from us. What do we do? I'm not going to let him take you away from Elizabeth. What do you plan on doing? I'm going to stay close tonight. When Parker shows up, I'm going to take him out. Are you going to hurt him? I'm going to lock him up and then let the police sort it out. The police? Yeah, look, girls, pretty soon there'll be someone here to rescue us. And once everyone is safe, the cops are going to be really interested in your story, and Father Parker is going to go to jail. What if you're wrong? What if you're just misunderstanding the situation? If Father is a man of God, then the Lord will guide us all to the truth. So we trust in the Lord? Let Brad confront Father, and God will guide us to the truth. You'll see, Parker is not who you think he is.
Okay. It is on the hour, guys. I know. I've gone an hour and 35 minutes.
Well, an hour and 31 minutes.
So let's see here. Maybe a little longer than that. All right. So there's another interesting scene, but we'll do that a little later. We're getting close to part 9. We still got like 2 more chapters after that, so we're nowhere near complete.
Right now we are 75%. We're 3/4 of the way through the game. So, okay guys, this is the Grim Lord, and I will see you guys next time for more or less epidemic. Stay tuned.